This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. 19 people were sent to the hospital after a 75-vehicle crash on I-70 near the Eisenhower Tunnel this afternoon. CDOT says eastbound I-70 is being rerouted over U.S. 6 Loveland Pass. I-70 remains closed eastbound at the tunnels with no estimate for reopening times. No fatalities have been reported in this accident. Denver Archbishop James Golka has deemed President Donald Trump's recent comments against Pope Leo XIV as, quote, not acceptable. CPR's Tony Gorman.
Archbishop Golka said in a release statement that such language fails to reflect the respect owed to Pope Leo and does not serve the common good. He also pointed out that the American Pope's role is pastoral, not political. President Trump criticized the Pope on social media over the pontiff's recent denouncement of the Iran war. He called the Pope weak on crime and terrible for foreign policy. Pope Leo said he has no fear of the Trump administration following those remarks. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A new poll shows Colorado voters support bans on social media for kids and bans on cell phones in the classroom. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
More than 70% of voters back banning children under the age of 16 from social media platforms. Nearly 80% back banning cell phones in classrooms. The worry cuts across party lines. By a 40% margin, voters say new data centers bring more downsides than benefits, specifically citing water scarcity. Younger Coloradans are most familiar with data centers and most concerned about expanding them.
This is CPR News. It's 6:06.